Lecture topic, Zoom and oppression.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today's majlis is about our listening to Mahazat Wala's majlis, and he says one of the greatest ni'mat that Allah gave us is a wife. Is a wife. Especially that wife who is at home all the time, who remains at home, who looks after the affairs of the family, who takes care of the children. Because today, what we lack in most is to take care of our children. We are in an era, a very dangerous area. Sad to say, what the cell phone has caused, the harms, you don't know what is waiting for us overhead. Very serious. If we are not going to take care and think of putting ourselves right and looking after our children, then I don't know what I must say to you. A person only appreciates his wife when he gets sick. Then you come to realize how much that wife looks after you. She forgoes her own comfort. She makes sure that she gives you food before she eats. She'll do everything what she can do to see you most comfortable. I'm talking of those women who stay at home. They are the ones that have not been appreciated and looked after. And my husband said only one statement. Ye aurat, ye biwi, bahut badi ne'mat. If you begin to ponder a little bit, it seems that very quickly we look at their faults. But really to realize that look at the good of them. If you begin to look at the good of them, you won't find one fault also. There was a woman, a lady who became bad to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah. She was 40 years bare to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah. But sad to say that she wrote to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah complaining about her husband, who should torment her and all kinds of harm she caused to her. No respect at all. Show her disrespect. Very unkind to her, cruel to her. And he could not be trusted, wrote to Hazrat Thani. When Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah read the letter, he was very hurt and sorrow and grief. That what is the condition of a man? That how he is taking care of a woman? Now, I thought I read this thing, and because I see what's happening in our society, I felt that it's important that we should also read this thing and understand. That how many of us are guilty of this? You may be doing namaz, you may be doing zikr, you may be doing all the good things. But you don't understand that what we are committing may be a very big sin and could be a zulm on something. So the Thani Rahmatullah says that, you know what she said to him? She said to him that it came to a point that I want to drown myself. All kinds of thoughts came to mind. Because the husband was so bad. Never appreciated at any time. So it so happened to that extent that she wanted to divorce, she wanted to drown herself and all kind of thoughts coming. But because she was close to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, when you're close to some buzruk, Allah Ta'ala protects you too. She said, with all that, I should hold back and think, Allah does not like that. And then she started, day by day, she's only cry. Her condition was she was crying all the time. There was so much of crying that she became blind, losing her eyesight. That made even worse for Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah. This made him very hurt, you know. And that is how we are also being oppressing our women too, in this time. There's so many women in our society who are not talking to anyone, just keeping quiet and making sabar, because your husband knows that where can she go. They don't even listen to her, what she says. Not prepared to listen, not prepared to help her. Some of the husbands go to that extent, they don't care attitude to. It's gone to that extent in our society. So how cruel they are gone to. The husband said, regarding this type of women who are going through this condition, it's called oppression. Oppression. You know when who's saying this? Not me. As a Tamira. You know what's oppression? Do you know what is oppression? Oppression means zulm. Zulm. Allah Ta'ala does not like one act in the zulm. No matter what you do, don't commit zulm on anyone. Because zulm is something very, very, it's cruel to a person. You're hurting the person. And Allah Ta'ala does not. That's why mazloom ki badwa bahut jaldi qabul hoti hai. Mazloom ki badwa bahut jaldi qabul hoti hai. You know who's the mazloom? The one being oppressed. Unki badwa bahut jaldi qabul hoti hai. And I find some fright when some of the mothers, when they begin to, because the daughters or sons begin to harm them in different ways, they begin to curse them. When the mothers are going through those conditions of being disloyal. So they begin to curse them. They don't realize, do not do that. Once you curse them, and because they are mazloom, oppressed, then Allah Ta'ala is most closest to them at that time. Allah is so close to that person who's been oppressed. So if you've been oppressing your wife, remember, Khuda na kare, if she says things out of turn, she says any kind of words, that can be accepted. It can be accepted. Many people today who passed away, you find they passed away in very bad conditions, merely because of their showing disrespect to the parents. I know one person how he should slap his father and how what his death was. I know another person who should drown his mother's head on the ground in the water and how he passed away. Because when they speak to Allah at that time, because of the oppression, Allah says, I am very close to them. And whatever it is, no matter it is not supposed to be a 5-10 namazi for that. You can be 5-10 namazi, that's by the way. But when oppression takes place, then one thing, Allah does not look at that 5-10 namazi. Allah says, I am close to that person. Allah accepts. How many husbands today, how they treat their wives? They can be very good to everyone else. They give everything best to others. But that woman who is 24 hours with that husband, taking care of him, everything, taking care of the children. Taking care of the children, taking care of everyone. She has been oppressed. So we must fear this much, that it must not be that when they begin, that's why I always say, oh mothers, please do not utter wrong words. You can't tell your daughter you won't get married anymore. You can't say you're going to get this kind of husband. You will also see this. Then when they begin to say those things, and after it happens, Allah, oh, and what happens? Then you begin to cry. Then my, there's no one coming for my daughter. There's no one coming for my son. But you are the one who spoke all those things. How much? Likewise, do not say things of that kind. You must get sick. Then Allah will give you the sickness. Because of the oppression, because of zulm. So as the Thani Rahmatullah said, very nicely, he said, be careful, he says. So she was crying and crying, and that's how she lost her eyesight too. It so happened that she thereafter went and told Hazrat, that I don't know what's the reason that because why he does not look after me anymore. When I was young, then he was trying to get married to me. Then he got all kinds of recommendations from everyone trying to get recommendation for me to get married to me. All that is forgotten now. He went to tell the husband, she told the husband that I took care of you for so many years. And that's what if you look at it, your wife and our wives are looking after us. They're taking care of us. That's why they say, look at the good of them, don't look at the bad of them. So the moment she said that, you know, said Hazrat, so he becomes, so once they become old, now what happens? He does not want to look towards her too. Don't want to take care of her too. Don't want to take care of her, do not look after her, do not take care of her, nothing. On that Hazrat said, Allah begins, that they become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their operation. They become very close. So we have to be very careful what we say, how we behave. When the girl, the time she told him, look, I looked after you for so many years, I've taken care of you. You know what his reply? His reply, what did you do for me? Nothing. That's what how today we talk. This took place in 1935. But when I'm reading the thing, I say, what I see in front of our eyes, the same thing happening today too. When a husband's going to tell the wife, you did, what did you do for me? What did you do for me? He forgot all the good things that he was doing. He forgot the times your children came and gave you the comfort of, you sleep, I will take care of the children. The night she'll hold the child and feed the baby, in the morning she feeds you. What did you do for that? And look after when she's gone to work, she's so tired the whole night she's not sleep. But yes, she made sure my husband come into from work, let me feed the food feed. I'm talking of women who stay at home. There are so many women in our society, they love to be at home. They want to be at home. Why? I want my husband to come, I want to show him something, to give him. I had a case coming 3-4 days ago. The husband want to take everywhere to the wife. The wife said, I don't want to go anywhere, I want to stay in my house. I want my husband, he comes, I want to show him, I got this food ready for him, I got that food ready for him. No eat out that. Now, although they got eat out nowadays. That's what I'm talking about. Women who work at home 24-7, who give their life for you. Did you ever ponder a little bit to my wife, took and taken life for them? If you spoil your wife, there's something else. But the wife is prepared to look after you, to take care of you. So they are the oppressed ones, and they become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm mentioning it again because Hazrat Thani Rahman mentioned, not me. They are the oppressed ones. Many people going through difficulties in their businesses and everywhere merely because they're causing harm to their wives or causing harm to the workers. Remember, the worker is working for you. He didn't sell his body, he sold his service. His body should be respected. Many places you find the people, you know, they because he's under you, you can say whatever you want to him. Remember one thing, his soul is his service, not his body. His body should be respected. We must understand that. Many people are forced to work because they cannot get any other place job, but they're crying. I know of a person working for a big company. Big man, he come and cry maybe like a baby. What is the problem? The language they use in front of me. I'm a big man. I'm a father of children. I'm being used, that kind of language is on me. I'm belittled in front of everyone. But because he had to look after the job, he got hand into mouth, he had to look after his family. You treat him like an animal. Remember one thing, Allah is looking. Why I'm saying this? Let us change. Let us change. If you're doing the wrong thing, make tawbah istighfar. Many a time because of that, there's so much of blockage in our life. Going to this alim and that amil and this amil, what blockage I got? The new thing is, you know, you go to amils nowadays. Is something wrong with me? You know, there's some blockage. What blockage? You block it yourself. Why don't you block yourself in the cell phone? Then everything gets blocked. So this is what it is. That, you know, Allah Ta'ala must protect us. You don't know. We say other things, we don't realize. Except immediately the oppressed one, Allah Ta'ala becomes, immediately the oppressed one becomes close to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala accepts that in them. So when a husband begins to tell Hazrat, Hazrat, She, when the time I'm coming to her, she's busy with the wazifas. Now, though you get ladies nowadays too. When a husband comes from work, he's so tired. His stomach is crying. When he comes in the house, of course, when he comes in the house, the wife will be ready to give him food. But when she's making wazifas there, then bichara, what wazifa you'll do then? That is something else. But when a person is work, wife is working all the time and attending to all his needs, I always say that every wife must understand this. When the husband comes, the most important thing is to attend to the husband. You must forget your nafil namazas. You must forget your wazifas. The biggest wazifa is keep the husband happy. Give him the food that he wants. He'll be more happier than you. But there's a way of everything. So he complained to Hazrat Thani Ramallah that wazifa. Hazrat said that there's no such thing as that because you must have got a very big list of things what he must do for you. You get a husband of that kind too. They give a very big list, you know. That whole day you must work. There must be no rest for you. So Allah must save us from that. These are things that's happening in our society. Let us change. Let us become better people. Let us become a better husband. You can smile with everyone else, but you cannot smile to your wife. She does everything for you. You got a problem outside, don't take it out in the house. You cannot take it out in the house. You can. It's a very big sin that. That's why they say, leave all your work outside and come home and bright, be bright. And that's what you must do. People take their work at home too. I got a case came to me yesterday. I'm sitting with my husband, but he's got his cell phone there. Whole day I'm waiting for him, but he's got his cell phone. Look at the cell phone. He's busy with the cell phone while we're eating. He's not eating food, eating cell phone. Now tell me what kind of life is that? She expected you talk to him, to her. She expected to tell me what happened today. But where do you find that the time when you get a phone call coming, you start speaking that phone for hours. Then you got the strength to talk to her. But when a wife cannot even have a small talk with you too. Those wives who are so kind to you. Those wives who are waiting for you. I'm not talking about those wives who go out to work. Because they're smiling to everyone. They're talking to everyone. I'm talking these wives who are in the four walls, completely away from everything. Keep themselves so pure from all the wrongs. And then when they wait for you and you welcome them that way, and sometimes it ends up they are tearing and you are eating. So this woman, just imagine that she was tearing, says she lost her eyesight. How many women in our society, you'll be surprised what they are going through. So if we are doing wrong, let us put us right. Put us right. Reading wazifas, making zikr, very, very great thing that. Thousands of durus sharif, alhamdulillah, all are good. But this is more important. This is more important than being their life. You know, one person told her, the Thani rahmatullah, but you know, Father, there are certain women who like to keep themselves occupied and do work. No one tell them to do, they do work. So what do you think he replied? He said, those women are great women. Because they don't have to go to any gyms. Today the women have to go to gyms and yet they are nothing. They're still fat. But that woman there who's doing the work, she's busy doing the work, you look at her, she's trim. He said himself this thing, he said, what if you look at the women, they are so who are working all the time, keeping them occupied. Why is anxiety too much today? Because when you got no work to do, your head is going everywhere. But if you keep yourself occupied all the time, you'll notice there's so much of fun there. Like one woman I know, when anyone tells her I want to come to your house, they say, please don't come to your house. They say, I'm very busy. He said, what you been busy? I've got a lot of work in my house. Now that is a woman in reality. Who looks after the affairs of the I got a lot of work in all. Like Mona Janisha's mother to his wife too. If she can help you, she'll make sure. She'll help herself, help others too. She'll want others to be helped too. She'll look at others' help too. That kind of woman, like my Mona Janisha's mother, when I went to Jalalabad, and she was making Hazrat's khidmat, I was proud to, when Hazrat came to Majlis, he says, you can't get a woman like this who served the people. She's more prepared to see the comfort of others than comfort herself. That kamal that Allah gives not to everyone. But to serve yourself and to serve when Mulan Junaid's mother is like a mother to me too. Not only a wife. She makes me sleep like a baby. She makes sure that I must be so full of comfort. I sometimes say, Ya Allah, I don't know whether I'm fit for this wife. And whatever food I want, just the food is laid out for me. Everything laid for me. So what I'm trying to say, you get women of that kind too, who are very, very, you know, efficient, looking after the affairs properly and all that. The Hazrat Thanvi said, those kind of women are very tandrust. Tandrust, no, aapki biwi aise hogi, lekin hum qadar nahi karte. Tandrusti, you'll find they're very tandrust. And alhamdulillah, notice those homes with their wives who are of that kind. They are very agile and stuff. Must keep them happy. Must keep them very happy. And you must think to yourself, Ya Allah, I'm not fit for this wife. Because you notice they do so much wrong, you do, but yet she look after you too. Don't hurt the wives. Why? When you want to marry them, you didn't hurt them that time. When you married them, you went all kind of stories behind, you went behind this way and that way, please, I want to get married to you, I want to get married to you. Not to become a victim of getting bombarded and all. To become more close to Allah Ta'ala. Nikah is to become close to Allah Ta'ala. My husband said, when you perform a nikah, you must think to yourself that, Ya Allah, this nikah I'm performing, to be the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to become close to Allah Ta'ala. How many children she's bred on you? All the children you've seen. All the look into her life, to look at the good of it. So don't ever tell her, go to your father's house, because no, she can't go there. Don't ever tell her things that will hurt her. As you don't like someone telling you something hurt her, do not tell her that. Hazratji said, the last one, the end up with this. Mein, Hazrat Thanvi Rao says, jo apne biwi ko mohabbat rakhte hai, mein usko wali samajhta hun. Mein usko wali samajhta hun. Jo apne biwi ko se mohabbat karte hai, that means that person who loves his wife, I take him as a wali. Do you know what the statement is? So from today on, all of you all begin to love your wives. If you love your wives, then become wali. وآخر الدعوان الحمد لله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا لا تجعلنا في القوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا في الكفر واغفر لنا ربنا انك انت العزيز الحكيم اللهم انا نجعلك في نحورين ونعوذ بك من شرورين فالله خير حافظ ورحمه الراحمين لا حول ولا قوه الا بالعظيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير صلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا